Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Hi, Kristen. The Martha Stewart boomerisms are back in a big way.
All right. So Martha Stewart recently rampaged against remote work. And some people kind of took it as an old school boomer rant, right?
It is.
Why aren't people going into the office anymore?
Come in, clock in at 9, leave at 5.
So this started Gen Z putting together a list of boomerisms. So I asked the Burt Show youth group if they had any they wanted to add, the interns if they had any they wanted to add. But this is a list from BuzzFeed that put this list of boomerisms together. And for example, one of them is boomers love calling salads rabbit food. Boomers hate the plastic bag ban. Boomers have to sit motionless in front of a football game for 6 hours. Boomers hate it when you rely on GPS. Why do boomers hate when people sit on tables? That one I don't really understand.
People are sitting on tables?
Yeah, that one, that was a little random. Boomers love pointing out the holes in your jeans.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I had a distressed sweater. And it does. It looks like Malls got at it, right?
Yep.
But I bought it that way. Every single boomer I ever came across felt the need to point out the holes in my sweater. Like, I did not know they were
there.
Oh,
no, here's the line. Here's the line. You didn't pay full price for that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not even a whole sweater. You didn't pay full price for that. There's not as much material.
Boomers hate paying their bills online. Boomers love calling a signature a John Hancock.
Oh, or an autograph.
Yeah. Mm. Boomers hate avocado toast, pumpkin spice, and kombucha. Mm. Boomers love licking their finger before turning the page.
Yeah.
Boomers hate participation trophies but love world's greatest dad mugs.
These are solid.
Boomers hate millennials until they're locked out of their iPad and can't play Candy Crush. Boomers love texting to tell you your voicemail is full. Boomers love to knock on locked bathroom doors. So do toddlers, FYI. Boomers love to share fake controversial posts to say, I bet you won't share this.
Oh my God, that one drives me nuts.
Boomers hate being called boomers. All right, so does anybody else have any of that they would like to add?
The only one that I have has to do with entertainment. And I hate when old school boomer directors say that, superhero movies aren't real movies. Mm. And B, it's not a movie if it's not on a big screen. Like if it's on Netflix, it's not a real movie. Come on, dude.
Those days are way over.
Way over, right?
You know what I think boomers love? And this happens to me every time I go out with like my dad or like an older uncle. If we're out to dinner and they completely finish off their meal and the waitress comes over and says, how was it? They go, I just hated it.
Oh, yeah.
Every single time. Every single time.
And they finished everything. There's nothing left on.
Yeah. That's pretty stereotypical.
I feel like boomers also love playing games with the waitress, like just trying to be funny and stuff. And I sit there and I'm like, just let her do her ding dong. She just wants to serve you food and go home. And now she's got to put up with this. And they're trying to be all funny. And maybe it's just my
dad does that too.
All right. Intern Mikey says, boomers love to say the grass is going to love this when it rains.
What?
Because the grass really needed it.
Uh-huh.
I say, like, we needed this.
We needed this. Mm-hmm. He also says at Mexican restaurants, boomers love to say, I don't want to fill up on chips, but I can't stop.
Mm-hmm. Bread, too.
Boomers love to send text-worthy emails.
Oh, here's one, no matter what city you're living in. Well, you know what they say about Atlanta. You know what they say about Charleston. You know what they say about Charleston. If you don't like the weather, just wait 15 minutes.
All right, intern Carly. Boomers insist on using a flashlight to see the menu at any restaurant.
That's because it's dark and that is not just boomers.
Somebody has been triggered.
I'm there now. Yeah. I'm totally there.
I also am like, I will ask them to turn the music down. It's so loud. We're not at a club.
I went to one of my favorite old school dive bars last night that I haven't been to in years and years and years because my friend was having an event right next to it, Righteous Room on Pont. Uh-huh. And I don't even know if I left a really good tip because I couldn't read what the bill was. So I think I over-tipped because I was just estimating.
Boomers love to take pictures at the worst angles. Boomers love to leave their name, number, and the time on every voicemail they leave, even though it shows it now. Boomers love to ask you everything about your personal life. Boomers love to mispronounce Chipotle.
Oh, yeah.
And they know how to do it, too.
They just do it to be funny.
Boomers love to ask, who's that, when you show them a meme like you know everyone on the internet. Intern Kiara, boomers love their wallet phone cases. Man, I can't help but think of Dr. Michelle whenever we're on Bart's Big Adventure and she has to open up her phone to take pictures.
Yes.
Boomers love large fonts on their phones.
Mm-hmm.
Boomers hate headphones. Instead, they love to subject everyone else around them to whatever they're listening to. Boomers love to type out their text one painful letter at a time. We don't do that?
No.
No.
What do we do?
My mother does that. It is so annoying.
I do the drag text thing.
I'm a rapid texter.
No, I don't think it means like rapid texting with your thumbs. I think it means one finger, boop.
Oh.
Like, you know, if you're pecking at a keyboard.
Really? Okay. People do that?
Yes. My mother texts like that. Yes.
Well, my husband does, but he's missing a digit, so we're going to give him a pass.
Get it. The Bert Show.